I tell you, there's more than one occasion something would arise that if you could afford it, it's good to have a fence around your property. But they're expensive.
What would you call those things that you'd have to say you had, that you had to put, tack the fence on too so it wouldn't fall?
Posts. The fences, the cloisters had wood, so they fall before. Put it down in the
wooden post. Oh, we mentioned chickens a while ago. Did y'all ever have any, say when you had a hen that wouldn't lay, did you ever have anything you put in her nest to make her lay?
No. No, you find chickens that way that wouldn't lay. Just like I guess you'd say a woman can't have babies. Sterile.
Did you ever see any of them put a china egg in that chicken's nest?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
The best of my knowledge, it was put in there to sort of so the chicken would get used to it.
What did they call it? Just a...
That's all I know. It was just I think it was made out of China. That's all I remember that they called it. The China egg.
Oh, would you? We were talking about you know, women and things a while ago. What about the what'd you call that thing your mother would fry things in? You know, she would fry some eggs, she'd fry...
Frying pan?
Yeah, you ever hear that?
We call it a frying pan. Some people call it a skillet. But we call them frying pans. And most of them days was iron, which is the best.
Talk about iron things. Did y'all ever have a big iron thing out, black thing out in the backyard?
No, not us. And there wasn't many, if any, in Key West. I think it was mostly in Northern. I know what you're talking about. I've seen them on TV especially.
Did any of them ever make a syrup or anything like that around here?
And what?
Syrup or anything?
Syrup, no. Not wrong now. That's made of more.
Say if a woman wanted to cut some flowers, what would you call the thing she put her flowers in? She put those in a
pot. One name that I put, flower pot. And you see them two things there?
Yes.
The wood. Some friends of ours, they live in Canada, but they have a home in Cuba. The fellow boy made them, brought them up there. And I painted them, and I put the wire. The wife wants to do some pine and put some pots in them. To hang them, pots like these, hanging boxes. And so when you use them, well, I've got to get to what I'm going to put in them. So says, they no nails. I say, well, you don't even know where they are, and I put them there.
What would you call it, the thing that maybe she didn't want the flowers to grow, but just, you know, cutting the flowers off, put a little water and stuff them in there? Still call that flower?
No, you talk about something now, mister, you'd have to talk to my wife about that. They come around and ask me what's in the name of this flower, so you'd ask my wife. I don't know any water.
Would you just call that thing a vase?
A vase? You know that you've heard them called bars? I had an aunt who was one of my daddy's sisters. Her definition of the two words, vase and bars, says if it was cheap, it was vase. If it was expensive, it was a bars.
Yeah, I guess so.
But it's the same thing.